This is Helene Lerner, and it's our Day to Live Fully podcast. And today we're talking about getting out of a slump. In a slump, how do we get over it? And I'm going to give you some really great tips. These days, it's easy to get caught up in doom and gloom and with the pandemic, racial inequities, financial insecurities, the election fallout, all of it can get anyone dragged down and in a slump. But there's too much work to do, and you have talents and gifts that are needed in the world. So how do you get over that slump? Number one, name it, face it, and I'm going to help you erase it. Say to yourself the truth. I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling down. I'm in a slump. And frankly, I don't know how to get over it. So number one is being aware and naming it. Number two, go a little deeper. Call it for what it is. I'm playing the victim. I'm in doom and gloom, thinking too much about myself. What I've noticed is when I'm in a slump, I'm usually very self-centered, and it's all about me, 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 me. So I gotta realize that and then get on to the next step. Number three, get out of your head. Someone said being in your head is like being in a bad neighborhood. The best way to do this, and this comes from a lot of experience and my working with thousands of people, is to help someone else. Who haven't you called lately? Who is feeling down? Who's feeling low? I bet a lot of your friends and family members are, and coworkers. Give them a call. Find out how they're doing. Look, we know you have a big heart. And yes, you have a lot on your plate. But if you're feeling weighed down, the best way to get out of it is to put your attention outside of yourself and look around and see someone you can help. It makes you come from your strength, not that kind of victim mentality where everything seems restricted and closed up. Number four, I want you to actually write this down. It's about taking an inventory. It's always good to remind ourselves. It's like a mini pep talk about the things that are going right in our life. And granted, these days, a lot is not going right, but there are many things that are going right. You have a place to sleep at night. You have food to eat, and you have special talents and abilities that very few people have. They may have some of the things you have, but you're unique, and you have a deep desire to contribute. You're also healthy, and these days, that means a lot. So I want you to actually make a list and do not stop until you've reached at least 25 things. Number five, do one thing that makes you happy. Make sure in your day you do at least one thing that makes you happy. Of course, I want you to do more. And it doesn't have to cost any money. So what have you been putting on the back burner that you love to do? Instead of that walk, do you like to run and you haven't been running? What's an exercise that you haven't done? Have you meditated in the past, but you just don't seem to have any time to sort of take a moment for yourself and go within and reflect? Maybe it's making a special food. Maybe it's doing something for me. I love to arrange flowers. It gives me such pleasure. Here where I live in New York City, there are places where you can get flowers and it's very inexpensive. And I love to buy them and cut them and then put them in beautiful arrangements and smell them. It gives me such pleasure. So what we're talking about today is how to get over a slump, not staying stuck. Frankly, the world needs every bit of your resourcefulness today. It starts with one person. So you don't want to stay stuck for very long. And I'll review what we said. Number one, you're going to name it and face it and say to yourself, not deny it, I am in a slump. I'm feeling lethargic. I'm feeling depressed, sad. I'm in a slump and everything feels like molasses. Number two, actually call it for what it is. Usually for me, I'm being very self-centered. I'm thinking of myself as a victim and it's doom and gloom. Nothing looks bright in the future. And the truth is, I'm thinking too much about myself. Number three, get out of your head. Yes, your head sometimes can be a bad neighborhood. And the best way to do that is to help someone else. Who do you know is a little bit worse off than you? A friend, a family member, someone who you sense isn't doing okay. Give them a call. Make them hear that you're concerned about them. And sometimes just listening to how they are is all they really need and can do wonders for their soul and your soul. Number four, take inventory. I actually want you to write down the things in your life that are going right. And I want that list to be somewhat substantial. Write it down. Number five, do one thing a day, at least, that makes you happy. It doesn't have to cost any money. Maybe something you've been putting on the back burner. In these times, we have to make a concerted effort every day to buoy ourselves up. And the best way to do it is to follow these simple steps that will get you out of yourself and helping someone else. And in the process, you'll be helped as well.